I want to give you a new marketing strategy. Do shit they will remember. Are you being memorable? Can you recall a silly little man cruising the aisles of the grocery store nagging people to not squeeze the Charmin? His name was Mr. Whipple. Okay, maybe that one is too old for you to remember, or you're just not familiar with American pop culture. I remember it, and I'll bet there are millions of others who do as well. That was a big hit for Charmin. Maybe you remember Elvis Presley. Does he even need a last name? Can you remember what kind of outfits he wore? That's right, he wore a lot of glittery white outfits and huge bell-bottom pants. You don't need a squillion dollars and a huge staff to be memorable. That's one of the beautiful things about the internet. You just need some creativity and knowledge of spreading your message using search engine optimization and social media marketing. You don't really even need those things, because they're available for hire. So what's keeping you from making your brand more memorable? Are you afraid of shaking things up? Don't worry, you don't have to be outrageous either. A consistent brand message that is all your own can still be memorable without being absurd or over the top. Who invented blue jeans or business in blue jeans? I guess I don't really have the answer to this, but I retired my suits years before it became popular. It was not because I had a problem with the attire, but rather that it would often misrepresent my intentions. Many sales managers still believe that the authority of wearing a suit is still important in instilling value to a product or service. It may strike some people as odd, but I've signed more million-dollar deals in blue jeans than in a suit. I realized a long time ago that wearing a nice pair of blue jeans or casual slacks was more disarming. It made people more comfortable just seeing me being more comfortable, and it even made me more memorable. If a client wanted to know that I'm an authority, they could just look out in the parking lot to see the motorcycle I rode up on and that cost more than an average house or two in most towns. It's far less assuming than a sharp suit, and better for conversation too. It's memorable. More memorable than anything else is that I would rather walk through spider webs and kiss a dog on the ass than to mislead people just to get what I want from them. If I don't have what it is they want or need, I'll be happy to help them find it, but I will not misrepresent something to make it fit. Honesty, now that is memorable. So what will make you memorable? Don't be afraid to be a dub shag. No, it's not what you think. Dub shag is a nice word I made up a few months ago to describe people who can make their own waves instead of trying to surf everybody else's wave. I guess the idea was memorable enough that it kind of caught on. Google now returns over 26,400 results for the word, which had zero representation a few months ago. That is what I mean by being creative and memorable. In short, I would suggest being creative. Think differently, because thinking just like everybody else really isn't your golden ticket. If you cannot think different from a crowd, hire somebody to do the thinking for you. Don't be afraid to polarize your audience along the way, because you simply can't make butter if you don't stir the milk. So what do you think? What will make you stand out and different from the millions of others out there in the vast internet marketplace? Can you set yourself apart and do shit they'll remember? I welcome your comments on the blog at awebguy.com. I hope you'll participate. I'd like to hear what you think. Can you do something memorable today?